This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almaced.com.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Early voting begins in St. Louis City Tuesday. Ben Borgmeyer is Democratic Director at the St. Louis City Election Board. Thank you for your time this morning.
Sure, no problem.
First off, what are the rules for early voting in the city?
So early voting, the only rule is you have to be a registered voter, and then you also have to have a photo ID. So either a state or federally issued picture ID that has not expired since November of last year, so since the last federal election. So that's it. That's all you need to vote in the city.
Where do voters go to cast an early ballot?
There's 6 library locations, and then there is our location down at 300 North Tucker. So Booter Library, Walnut Park Library, Kings Highway Library, Dival Library, and Schlafly Library. And Carpenter Library, I'm sorry. Those 6 library locations in our location.
Is there still application-based absentee voting for the general election?
There is, but that is up until the Wednesday prior to the election, so I'm not sure what date that is off the top of my head, but that's the deadline. We have to have your application in our hands by 5 o'clock. The thing is, though, with the mail these days and how unreliable I'd say it is, it's important, if you're going to vote a mail ballot, you need to get the application to it sooner than that date, so as soon as possible. And that might not even be enough. There still is time, but it might not be enough time. So I would make sure you know all your options before you vote.
What's the last day again you can vote absentee in person?
The Monday before the election, April 7th.
What kind of voter turnout are you expecting for the April 8th general election?
Well, in the last 2 mayorals, the turnout was around 30%. And, you know, that, I guess, is what we anticipate. However, turnout in prior primaries was around 20%. And what we saw in the city in this past March was 17.8% turnout. So lower than that. So I'm still hopeful that people come and turn out. But I will say that turnout has been on the downside over the last couple of elections.
When it comes to early voting, what percentage of voters typically take advantage of that?
That's another thing that's kind of hard to predict, because it's a fairly new thing. It's definitely new to municipal elections as far as like the multiple locations where people can do it. We saw in November about half the total vote for the general federal election was submitted in person absentee. What we saw this past March was a lower number. I believe it was roughly around 20% of the turnout, so a lower number. Still, in comparison to previous municipal elections, it was much larger, however, lower. It's good for people. Like what you saw in this past March is we had early voting for 2 weeks, fairly good weather, snow in the very beginning, but then the second week was mild. Then on election day, you saw a lot of rain. So I think early voting is important for voters to know about, because it gives them control of how they cast their ballot. You know, so if it's a nice day, you have time, you know who you're going to vote for. There's really no reason why the voters shouldn't vote, you know, get their ballot in as soon as possible. I mean, the important thing is that the voters' ballots cast, their voices heard. So I think, you know, early voting is a new concept for voters. However, it's important, and it's going to be an important concept moving forward as far as accessibility and voting.
That is Ben Borgmeyer, Democratic Director at the St. Louis City Election Board. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.